The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Hi there, my name's Mark, or Mookie, if you will. Either one will do. Here at 88.5, the SoCal Sound headquarters, please know that we are a listener-supported public radio serving Los Angeles and Orange County. If you like what we're doing on and off the air, please donate. You can join us and become a subscribing member at thesocalsound.org. Got a session today, and the amazing Rosa Lynn is here in our studio.
Hi.
How are things?
Things are great.
Good. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is special for me because, you know, myself and our listeners have heard the song Snap in particular for a very, very long time. And you're here to perform that song and a few others for us right here in our studio. Not only that, it's a version of the song Snap that, it, you know, is played on the piano,
mm-hmm.
A solo performance.
Never done that before, actually.
Really?
Never
so you prepped for it and you came in and you're doing this for us.
I think I've done it once, maybe like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to...
Incredible.
Learn everything.
Yeah. Well, I already heard it. You did a brilliant job, so that's coming
you.
Soon. RosalynnOfficial.com is the website. All the music is up there. There's some merch up there and everything. So originally, you are from where? And where is home for you now?
Originally, I'm from Armenia. I feel like home is back there still.
Mm-hmm.
But I am based in L.A. now.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in L.A. I moved in 2022.
And that was right around, I guess, when the
yes.
song Snap was sort of blowing up, right?
Yeah, it was right after a few months. Of Snap going viral everywhere and you know.
Incredible. What do you attribute that to? Because we know that you were on Eurovision or whatever, and a lot of people here in the States aren't really familiar with what that is. So what came first, the Eurovision stuff and then blowing up on social media?
For some reason my country decided to send me to Eurovision in 2022. Which is a song, it's a song contest in Europe, and it's a huge, huge thing. It's like the biggest thing in Europe in terms of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a completely unknown artist, had maybe just one song out.
Which would have been what at the time?
King.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard Snap. They wanted me to try to just, you know, I don't know. They met me and... They're like, oh, okay. But they were, I could tell that they were very, very worried. I could tell that they loved the song,
mm-hmm.
the Armenian delegation, you know, who does the Eurovision things. They loved the song, but I wasn't sure that they wanted me because it was like, they were kind of very nervous about it. And it's a huge, huge stage. Like, it goes live and probably like 150 million people are watching you live on the grand finale.
Sure.
All over Europe, never been, and you're singing in the arena full of people. So like,
right, which is a big arena, I imagine.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a huge place, and I've never ever done anything like that before in my life.
Yeah.
So they were like, "Okay, we're gonna take the risk," and it, you know, it was great.
Yeah. So what venues had you played before Eurovision and before opening up for Ed Sheeran type of thing?
Pubs. And
mm-hmm.
clubs
mm-hmm.
in Armenia for 20 people, probably 25.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Right? Do you feel like it's just been a roller coaster ride, just a nonstop thing going on with you?
It's definitely a roller coaster.
Ups and downs.
Yes. But it's also, I mean, I'm so new to this whole thing. It's just, it for me, we've done so much since 2022 that it seems to me like I'm doing this for 10 years, but it's really just 2 years that I'm in the music business, and like it's like crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
But still as dedicated and as excited
oh,
as
totally.
Ever, I imagine.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
You know, not achieving all the goals that I want to achieve.
Well, you're here in Southern California now, just ahead of a hotel cafe show,
yes,
which is a very small venue, iconic venue here in
SoCal.
It's like a destination. You know, you were just talking about the Troubadour, and that you've got that in your crosshairs as well.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully, it'll happen.
Yeah, wanting to play that venue, but you know, hotel cafe, that's kind of an underplay considering, you know, the big stages you've been on in the past. How different is it to play at a coffee shop or a hotel cafe type, you know, to a, you know, a big arena like a, you know?
For me, it's much easier to play for the stadium than for a coffee shop or something.
Because you can't see people's faces? Is it just a... just a sea of individuals?
No, I'm not scared of the crowd. It's just I'm scared of the, like, for example, today is sold out, and I still don't know if people are going to show up, although I know that it's sold out. It's like, it's very, I feel very insecure about selling tickets and all that, you know? Mm. And I feel like it's going to be the same always. Because,
yeah.
I don't know, it's when and also like Hotel Cafe is my own show, so it's like,
sure,
you worry about people showing up, you worry about people wanting to come see you live. But for Ed, for example, like I knew it's Ed Sheeran, uh-huh, the stadium was like half full for the opener. It's like,
right,
already... If you're the opener and you're in the stadium, you already have at least like 20,000 people listening to you. It's not, you know, it's not the same. So like I didn't worry about performing or anything. I was not nervous even doing the stadiums. I was just so, like, that was such a dream of mine. Like, that's,
yeah,
my top dream. Like, I want to do that every day,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Play in front of as many people as,
yes,
you possibly can.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's amazing. So today we're getting really cool versions of Snap and Never Be Mine.
Never Be Mine.
Right, and those are off the Lay Your Hands Upon My Heart EP.
Yes.
But also you dropped a brand new song, Universe, which is out in the world right now, so we're,
yeah,
going to get a cool version of that. It's been said that you started playing music at a very early age. Is that right?
Yes. When I was 6, my parents took me to musical school, and, mm, I was playing classical music, like Bach, Mozart, you know, Beethoven, like all the classical. And today I was thinking, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to ask me that question. I literally just play 4 chords and I'm nervous about it. I used to play Bach when I was like 7. What has
That's
happened
amazing.
To me?
That's amazing. So you really embraced it as a kid.
Yeah.
Or did you have parents who were very, you know, disciplinarians, you know?
Well, I hated piano at the time because it's really hard to love,
mm,
Bach when you're 6.
Sure.
And you have to sit down and like learn all that for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours every day. But right after I graduated, I was like 12 or something,
mm-hmm,
so it was 7 years of musical school, I just couldn't get away from the piano.
Right.
I would play every day, whole day, because I was writing my own stuff.
Sure.
Now I regret that I didn't love it then, because I'd be a much better piano player. That's like one regret in my life.
Aside from Bach, are,
uh-huh,
there any other artists that you wanted to emulate when you were growing up?
I love rock and roll music. Mm-hmm. I love like I love 90s, I love 80s, I love 70s. Like, I'm a huge fan of Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, Sting, Aerosmith, Coldplay, Ozzy Osbourne, like that, all of them were my heroes when I was 15 or 14. And that's when I also was in a band back then,
right,
when I was a teenager. So when you're in a band, you gotta kind of love Ozzy, right?
What band is that? And are there any recordings?
No.
In the world? No?
I'm gonna lie, that's
no.
a lie.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say no.
All right. It's very rare, I guess you could say, right? Again, Rosalyn is here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. RosalynOfficial.com is, in fact, the website. in doing the deep dive on preparing for this interview here, I did see the James Corden performance that you did, and a great version of the song Snap. I got all emotional because to be able to see you play that song live on TV. And again, I've been living with the song. We've been playing it on the air for a very long time, you know. It really struck a chord with me, you know. Aww. And even today, watching you play Snap on the piano, you know, really amazing stuff. But on the Corden performance, you had some musicians up on stage with you playing
traditional Armenian instruments.
Right. And obviously that was a choice of yours to bring them up there, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a collective decision. I mean, honestly, all the credit to my musical director, who just arranged everything, found the musicians, and, you know, but it was a collective idea of showing more of my culture, because that was such a huge opportunity. And also, I don't think that an Armenian from Armenia ever done Late Late Show. So that was kind of like a first time in history type of thing, and I was gonna go all in. Okay,
sure.
First time, I don't know if anyone's gonna be there again.
Yeah.
So we gotta show the carpets, we gotta show the instruments, all that.
We've had the Eurovision, you've had some success on social media like TikTok and stuff like that, and performances on network TV like James Corden probably got you a whole new group of fans and individuals, hopefully, you know.
I mean, yes, and the biggest, I always say this because it's such a huge support for me. I mean, every time I do something on kind of like a global scale, like, I don't know, opening for Ed Sheeran or doing the Late Late Show, I receive so much love from Armenian community. It's like insane. It's insane because it's, I mean, obviously Cher is Armenian, like System of a Down is Armenian, but like literally there was no one before me who was born and raised in Armenia to like have an international hit. And Armenians are like going crazy. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like they give me so much love. I cannot thank them enough. It's
amazing.
Just like so supportive.
It's been said you are trilingual. What languages do you speak?
I speak Armenian, Russian, and English.
Incredible.
And I want to learn Italian and French.
Do you? There's an Italian version of one of your songs online right now.
Yeah.
So again, the EP Lay Your Hands Upon My Heart is out right now. The song Universe just dropped, and in true Rosalind form, there's different versions of that particular
bajillion
track.
Yes, of them. We're going to do more. We're going to do, we are going to release a Italian version.
Cool.
Soon. And I really hope that we're going to be able to also release a like a English, French, and like English, Spanish versions too.
Cool.
But we've done the Italian before, so like we know how to do it.
Yeah.
I love that version a lot.
You've blown up all over the world in different countries. I mean, gold and platinum, and you know different parts of the globe, and like number one in Belgium and places like that. It's just, it's really remarkable. It's amazing. So we feel pretty fortunate to be, I mean, we feel like we're on the ground floor of like, a budding musical career or whatever. And again, open door policy whenever you're
thank you
town,
so much
playing a show.
Totally.
You can always come by and visit us.
I will come back.
Be amazing.
Totally.
There was one name that kept popping up when I was doing some research on you. And it's a musician who I interviewed over a decade ago, and that's Tamar Caprelli.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What is your relationship like with her?
Well, she's my manager, and she's also my label. She's just like doing kind of everything. We met in 2019. She was doing a songwriting camp in Armenia, and some people, like, after I was doing a festival, a very like local small festival with my band, right after I get off stage, someone comes to me, and I'm like not I'm not back to life yet. Like, I just had a show, and then someone was like, hey, we're doing this, and they mentioned their name. There's, like, Novak Collective, Novak Foundation. Like, we're doing this camp, and I have literally no idea what they're talking about.
Sure.
But I'm like, okay, like, send me an email or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I even just, like, contacted them on the very last possible minute to, like, apply for that camp. anyways. We met, we recorded Snap in 2019. I wrote it in 2018.
Uh-huh.
So we recorded in 2019, and then she's like, okay. All right, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
That was kind of the short way of saying it. But we've been together since 2019, and, you know.
Yeah, that was a name that I hadn't seen in a very long time. I was like, oh. I don't think there's a recording of it, but I did work with her at a previous radio station in the past,
so cool.
You know, briefly. It is very cool, yeah.
Wow.
So again, the song Universe is out right now, and are there plans to put together another EP or full-length record?
Totally. I have written so many songs that I love so much with wonderful, wonderful, talented people. I cannot wait to be able to just start kind of like putting them in... just like in bunches and just release them for the music fans. Like, just, you know, there's a lot of songs that I want out which are not singles or anything, but they are important. They're even more important for the fans than just the singles.
When it comes to the new song Universe, what's the sort of subject matter that you had been writing about on there?
Universe is about my... unrequited love.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Snap, but different person.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a pattern, I guess. It's about unrequited love, and it's about me just thinking, you know, just asking this, what if this was different? We would be together. And you're kind of like blaming the circumstances instead of just accepting the fact that it's not going to happen. So that's how I kind of like thought of the idea of like, but in a parallel universe or like in an alternative reality or something, like I think about it a lot, and I create scenarios in my head a lot, like I daydream a lot. So it's kind of, the universe is just that, you know.
Right. Well, thanks for the background on that. Again, we feel like you're an amazing individual and musician. We're so happy to have you in studio today. Anything else to touch on before we sort of wrap it up here?
Just want to send all my love. And I wish everyone has a great day.
Cool. Rosalyn here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
This world is spinning so fast, my world is spinning so slowly. To the past, I'm living deep in the lonely. I let myself slip away and let the midnights control me. I don't know what else to do. I'm writing this song to get over you, but every word keeps me up at night. Every chord leaves me paralyzed. Spinning so fast, my world is crumbling before me. Still hear your voice in my head, and I can't pretend to ignore it. I'd pay to make it.
stop, not sell my soul to afford it.
My heart's been on fire. I've been spending my life.
I'd stop talking to people before I snap, snap, snap. Why am I stop talking to people before I snap? Snapping one, two, where are you?
SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Mookie. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.